Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. It shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck. Where I'm going is this last part of it. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. One version said the anointing oil. The anointing. His yoke. Come on, say yoke. Destroyed. Because of what? I can hear you. I can hear you. I can hear you. Yes. And of course, remember in Luke chapter 3, he came to Jordan and he would demonstrate what this is all about. And in Jordan, he came. Oh, before then, in Acts 10:38, remember how I treat? How God did what? Come on, talk to me. You're too quiet for me because of time. How God anointed. So if God did not anoint Jesus, Jesus would never have destroyed yokes in the lives of men. Not because he think he couldn't do it as God, but he didn't come to demonstrate that he didn't come to prove to the world that he was God. He came to prove to the world that man has authority. And man is God's representative right here. So he shelved everything Godhood. He came like a mere man. And he came to Jordan and he was anointed. Any man that will be anointed will behave exactly. Come on, the book of John, he said, the works that I do, you will do. Why? Because the same anointing that I carry, you carry. You know, this is a special day for somebody. In the name of Jesus, it's a special day for somebody. 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 A special day. A special day for somebody. It's a special day for somebody. It's a special day for somebody. I don't know who these people are, but one of them knew before you came here today. You said, I'm going there to prove God. And God will prove himself more than you can ever explain. In the name of Jesus. It's a special day for somebody. It's a special day for me. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with what? Come on, talk to me. How? Someone say how? 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 God anointed him. And so that what resulted? With the Holy Ghost and power. So he went about. You know what went about means? How God anointed that everywhere he turned to. Yes. Everywhere. Everywhere. It's everywhere.
Everywhere.
I feel the fire. Why? God anointed him. Why? Because on that day, in that day, every yoke shall be destroyed. Why? Because of the anointing. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, and everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Someone shout everywhere. In the name of Jesus, everywhere. So there are no jinx areas for you. There are no jinx events for you. Say everywhere. In the name of Jesus, you carry a destructive power for anything demonic. That's why it says, in my name, this sign shall rule and I believe. The first thing, in my name, they will cast out devils. You just need to appear. Hey! You just need to appear. Everywhere. 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 He said he was doing good. And how? How do you find out good? Healing all that. Wow. Some? Because when it comes to the anointing, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. He blows. So who stops where it's going? Who stops who's going to touch? Who can block anybody from being touched? He healed all who were oppressed of the devil. I don't know where the devil is oppressing today. Is your finances, your marriage? Torment you about your life and your future, your children, your health? Is it your Christian work? You think you're always feeling? Is it your ministry? Healing all who are oppressed of the devil. The anointing destroys every yoke. Every hindrance. Today is your special day. In the name of Jesus. But let me just quickly say this before I stop. So how does it work? You see, Pastor, you said that everything revolves around the word, and you're talking about the anointing right now. Because the word I speak to you, come on, John chapter 6, they are what? Can't you say? They are what? Spirit. And they are what? Can you see what the anointing is? I feel the fire. They are spirit and they are life. So, I'll just show you a verse and I'll stop. So he went to Jordan. He was baptized. What happened in Jordan when he was baptized? The heavens opened. What happened when the heavens opened? Rain fell. The Holy Ghost came down upon him. That was how he was anointed. And if the Bible said he was led. Can you see that everywhere? And he went everywhere. Everywhere was led. He was led. He went everywhere. Led. Wilderness. Dealt with temptation. We all suffer temptations. We all go through temptations. Come on. No matter who you are. But by reason of the anointing, you are an overcomer. In the name of Jesus. You say, why? Because he said the Spirit will remind you of all things that I've taught you. He will strengthen you. He will help you. He will help you. Yeah. 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 Everywhere. Then, of course, further down, I think in verse 15 or so, he said, and he returned what? In the power of the Spirit. So everywhere, it was leadership of the Spirit. So as many as are what? Led, they are by the sons of God. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. The day you give your life to Jesus, you become a son. Whether you're a man or a woman, boy or girl, you become a son. The day you truly give your life to Jesus, you become a son. So you become a son. If you're a son, everywhere you go, as long as you're praying and reading the Bible, you are led. You are led. I just didn't feel like going. I felt like going. You are led. Return in the power of the... Okay, that's the place actually. Let me just read that place. I'll stop with this particular verse. Luke chapter 4. From verse 14. Then Jesus returned. Come on, are you there? Okay, in the power... How did he return? Help me. Where did he return to? So, a known place. So, somebody will return to where they came from today. But as a different person. Hey, he's always been in Galilee, but this time around when he came back to Galilee, something or someone else. Somebody's going out different in Jesus' name. And news, fame. Some people spend their whole life trying to create fame. They struggle to be famous. But when you are anointed, when you are anointed, God will spread your fame. Yeah. Some struggle and fight. They must be popular, they must be famous. Okay, it's okay to try. But commit everything to God. When God makes you famous, you are famous. See. The Bible says, and his fame and news of him, and news of him went out through all the surrounding region. The next one, he did what? Come on, talk to me. He taught in their synagogues. Being glorified by all. He did what? Taught. So you see why the anointing destroyed the yoke everywhere he went? He taught them. He talked to them about the anointing like you're hearing. And when they, so you mean the anointing's. You see? Okay. So he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went to a synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read, and he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Where did he find? So what did he read? The Spirit of the Lord. He was telling them what happened in Jordan. Because he has what? So if you're anointed, I don't know you're anointed. Don't you see you? You hinder something. And he has anointed me to do what? What has he anointed me to do? Come on, he has anointed me what? He came back in the power and he taught. He has anointed me to preach. That's how we spread it. Yeah. And literally meaning he has sent me to heal. So preach, teach, heal. Preach, teach, heal. Teach, preach, heal. Whether teaching or preaching, heal. Destroy the yoke. In the name of Jesus. And now listed some things more. Heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable, to preach the year of deliverance and freedom of the Lord. I can give you many, many more scriptures. And Romans in chapter 10, verse 17 says, faith only comes by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by what? Hallelujah. Hello. I say hello. Paul was writing to Timothy, I believe. He said, come on, meditate on these things. Come on, give time to meditation. Because then your what? Your profiting from the word will be known to all. I believe David wrote Psalm 1, he did. He said, look, you see, you want to see a blessed man? He's meditating day and night on the word of God. Receive in the name of Jesus. With God, nothing is impossible. And to him that believes, all things are. So who is coming with the testimony next week? In the name of Jesus, I am. Okay. We bless this, we consecrate it in the name of Jesus. As you take this, know that you're a covenant child of God. You have been quickened together with him. You have been raised together with him. You are seated with him in the heavenly places above all principalities and powers. And he who is from above is above all. Glory be to God in the highest.
In the name of Jesus. Because today is that day that God has ordained for this person. From now, you carry a grace that human knowledge can never explain. In the name of Jesus. And let me say it again. You carry a grace beyond human understanding. From today, in the name of Jesus. And the scripture is clear. It says, submit yourself therefore to God. That's James. Am I right? Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil. He will flee from you. Already I know there are testimonies to that effect. Because the very place where you've always suffered, and every time it happened, you say, it's because. Within this week, you'll come back with a different testimony. In the name of Jesus. James 4:7, thank you. Put it there. Submit yourself therefore unto God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I actually saw the devil scared of you. I'm not joking. I saw the devil. You were afraid of the devil, but the devil was scared of you. And I saw the scenario of a man that is being scared by a dog. And I saw the devil, really. Honest, I'm not joking. And the dog has always charged at people. Now he was charging, and you were so confused that you couldn't run. So you stopped to look, and the dog stopped and ran back. Believe you me. No, I'm not joking. I saw it before I came. That's why I knew that today is a turnaround for somebody. What used to scare you has lost its power. It has always lost its power, but you never knew. But now you know. In the name of Jesus, you know. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And the second scripture, these are short verses. 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of what? Power. Of what? Love. And what? I can't hear you. Do you know what it means to have a sound mind? God will teach you. So say, I have a sound mind. I have power. I have love. I resist the devil and he flees from me. Glory be to God in the highest. Did you hear me? I say, I resist the devil. Even my stand alone, resist the devil. Thank you. Resist the devil. Don't allow any fear again. In the name of Jesus. Fear is of the devil. Don't allow any fear. Fear makes you accept what is not yours. You're afraid you will die without having a job is a lie. Celebrate from today. How many of you know you have a testimony? This year, it's your turnaround. In the name of Jesus. Today. In the name of Jesus. Only one thing. Not two, not three. Many things are important. One, that you consider impossible. So that we can prove the scripture that says, if you believe, all things are possible. One thing that you don't know, you don't know how. But make sure it's not covetousness. Make sure that it's within the word of God. You don't know how. But it's about to happen. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready with that one thing? Say, in the light of what God has done here today, by his anointing that is present here today, every yoke opposing this thing in my life is hereby destroyed. In the name of Jesus, I receive my breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, I agree with you. No. I agree with you in the name of Jesus. And I stand on scripture and says, if two of us shall agree concerning touching a thing, Jesus said it. He can't lie. He said, it shall be done for you of my Father who is in heaven. So receive in the name of Jesus. Remember, it's within the purview of the word. And it's not covetousness. I say, receive in the name of Jesus.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukeju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.